Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is brought to you by Manpower of Central Iowa. Manpower, 62 years of finding great people for great companies, manpower.com, and Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do, DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Grateful, as always, that you are here with us. It is a Friday edition of the News Hour, and as you know, on Fridays, we tend to take we just don't do a whole lot of stuff when it comes to the hard news, because on a day like today, that's before the national holiday of Memorial Day, there just ain't much business news going on out there. But Fridays, we take it a little easy. We like to talk about the arts. We talk about music and bands we have in, and we talk about what's going on this weekend in the metro and all kinds of things like that. And to help us, from the Des Moines Performing Arts is Carolyn Myers. She's the education manager, and shepherding her in here was our good friend Cindy Anlicker-Hughes. Good to see you, Cindy, even though you're not speaking to us today. I'm really crushed. We have Caroline to talk to us about something really cool. And when Cindy sent me the email about how you are working with high school students, I thought this is really cool. So let's talk about it, and welcome to the News Hour.
Well, thank you for having me, Michael. So one of the programs that we have going on at Des Moines Performing Arts working with high schools is the Iowa High School Musical Theater Awards. This is a program that's now in its third year, and it's been growing each year. And this is our way that we're reaching out to schools and celebrating the great work that's happening in their high school musical drama programs.
You know, I am such a fan of the arts in public schools, because that's a place where we can start to produce well-rounded individuals who have an appreciation for things other than simple academic research and things. And I think that helps create a culture among individuals that's rich, much more rich.
Absolutely. The arts have such amazing opportunities for students to collaborate, to use creativity and critical thinking skills.
Right.
And we see that lots of ways with the arts across schools, but especially in school musical productions. I don't think there's any school activity that's quite as collaborative as a musical. You need students who can dance, who can sing, who can act. You're getting your art students involved, and you need sometimes even your shop crew with sets. So there's just so many opportunities across schools for collaboration and for students with different skills and areas that where they shine to come together to create something really remarkable.
Absolutely. And we do not do politics here on the News Hour, but we do bemoan the fact that in so many school districts across Iowa, they're starting to cut some of these programs because they just don't have the funding to go forward with them. And that's really sad.
It is sad. So that's one of the ways that when we launched this program 3 years ago, we wanted to shine a light on the great work that's being done in schools to celebrate students that are achieving in that arena, but also to give directors and teachers some ammunition and advocacy to go back
sure.
to their school boards, to their principals, and say, hey, we're here, and we have such a positive impact on our school culture.
Well, let's talk about how the mechanics of this work.
Absolutely. So each year we invite schools within a certain radius to participate in the program. And if they sign up, they opt in. We gather their information about when they're producing their school musical. And then we send out a team of adjudicators to see their production. Uh-huh. It's kind of like Tony Award voters, where they go out,
so
they
you
see
jury
production.
This
we jury
of,
this. So we usually send 3 or 4 people to review their production. And schools get a really comprehensive assessment back from these performing arts educators and professionals who are really looking at the work that they're doing with a critical eye. So they get an assessment back on all of the different elements of their show, and then they also get written feedback. So we really work with our adjudicators to make sure that this is first and foremost an educational opportunity. So they give them feedback on what's working well and what are your next steps for taking your skills and your drama program to the next level.
What a valuable thing to do, because so many times within the bubble of where you're working, performing, or whatever you're doing, you really don't get that outward look at what's going on and how helpful that would be to the career aspect of helping these students and the program continue to improve.
Yeah, and that's the other really kind of wonderful thing about this. So if you are a math teacher at a high school, you probably have several other math colleagues down the hall that
sure.
you can consult with who can give you feedback on where you can go from here. But drama programs oftentimes kind of really exist in a vacuum within their building. You're usually the only drama teacher. If you're even a certified drama teacher, a lot of schools, it's the English teacher or volunteer that's tapped. And you work really hard over that 6 to 2 month period to put a show up. Your school community comes out for it. and then it's over and it's gone. So here's a chance that we can give directors some feedback that they can self-reflect with. They can share that with their students and really inspire students to take a closer look at what are they putting forward and where can they push themselves to just raise that bar just a little bit each time.
And some professional input at the same time, or peer input. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really different for the mother or father of the lead in a play to walk up to the instructor and say, nice job, we really enjoyed that. But having people from the outside with experience mm-hmm. coming in and being assistive in crafting a better method, that's pretty powerful.
It's wonderful. And no matter where you kind of are on that spectrum of where mm-hmm. your program is or where you as an individual student are, there's always room for growth.
Absolutely.
So we really work to make sure that we're meeting students and schools where they are, because wherever they are is wonderful. We're glad that they have a drama program in place. But just giving them those next steps for be proud, be glad of what you've achieved here. But now let's take a look at where can you go next. So next year it's even better, the next show that you do.
Absolutely. Carolyn, when you're doing this, where do you do this at? I mean, what schools?
So this year we were open to schools within 125 mile radius of Des Moines.
Yikes.
So it is.
So you're
growing.
Going to Ames, you're going down south as well. You're going all over
125 miles. So in year one, we were open to schools within 45 miles. Year two, we opened it up to 90 miles, and this year, 125. So this year, where we've really seen the most growth is over in eastern Iowa, so a lot of Cedar Rapids, Iowa City area schools.
Yeah.
So it's been exciting to kind of pick up those next population centers, as well as we had schools as far to the north as Forest City this year and as far to the south as Centerville.
Now, when some of these schools that are small schools out there, you know, they aren't the Des Moines Metro schools or the Cedar Rapids schools. I would imagine, I mean, you know, limited funding, limited amount of students. Are you surprised sometimes with the quality of performance that comes out of the small schools?
Oh, absolutely. They do great work.
Yeah, they do.
And one of the things that's been really validating to see, because we have schools, they report their budget numbers, they report their cast size, their school population size, is that we see schools at every single kind of demographic area achieve really wonderful things. So just because you're a metro school at 4A doesn't mean you're going to have a top-notch program, but just because you're a rural school also doesn't mean that you're going to be one at the lower end of what's being achieved. So
now, there's a limited time factor here. So how many schools do you accept to go watch?
This year we accepted 30 schools.
Wow.
So this year it was actually just kind of, we kind of thought that 30 would be our capacity, and that's actually just how it fortuitously worked out. Mm-hmm. That was how many that applied.
Yeah. And so the application process was when to when?
We opened it last fall. This year we're hoping to open it before the summer, so schools can already start to tell us when their productions are. So we see that most of our fall schools are clustered right in a couple of weekends in November between football and basketball season, and then the spring shows are much more spread out.
I'm sure. And at the end of all of this, after the adjudication's gone on and the feedback has been given and the schools have received this information from the Des Moines Performing Arts Group, what happens then? Are there awards given out?
That's where the fun part comes in.
We've
structured our program so it's more celebratory in nature than directly competitive. So in every single category, multiple winners or recipients can be named. So we take all of those scores and feedback, and we look at them cumulatively. And any school or student that we feel achieved at an outstanding level will be recognized for their work and receive an award or special recognition for that. But we're not naming just one winner in each category. So it's a little bit different than the actual Tony Awards or the Oscars in that way.
Yeah, but still. And where does all this take place?
So Monday, June 1st is going to be a giant night at the Des Moines Civic Center. We have over 500 students from across our participating schools coming together, and we curate a wonderful evening of entertainment where we take snippets and excerpts from the shows that we saw, kind of a review and highlights from the season. Those students get to come and perform on the Civic Center stage.
Those students come. Do parents come?
Parents come.
Of course.
Families come. Friends come. It's an amazing night in that theater.
Now, what is so cool about this, Caroline, is that many times some of these students, this will be their perhaps not often trip to Des Moines, and then to be part of a stage production on downtown. Mm-hmm. At the performing, that's got to be huge for some of these kids.
One of my favorite moments of the weekend is we start bringing in students for rehearsals about the week before, and every single day as they tech in and do different spacing. And we also put together some numbers with kids across schools where they get to collaborate, kind of open and close the evening. But watching them step out onto that stage the first time and to take a look at all of those seats and just seeing their faces light up when they realize that this is where the big Broadway national tours come and that they're walking the same stages.
The Lion King was here
just a few weeks ago, and now I'm here.
It's got to be a kick for the kids that are taking part in this. Is this at all open to the public? I mean, can the public come and watch
Absolutely. It is a ticketed event. It's one of our biggest nights as an organization, and all lovers of high school arts programs, lovers of musical theater and Broadway, and anybody who just has an interest is welcome to come.
Yeah, I would imagine that there's a bunch of educators here in the Des Moines Metro, past, you know, retired educators that would really get into this to see how things have maybe changed since when they were teaching in the arts in school to what it's become now. Do you get a real wide cross-section of plays? The reason I ask that is because I remember when I was in school, there were and I'm from Detroit, and so, you know, it's a pretty big place. And many of the schools would do the same plays because I don't know if it was like, you know, all the instructors got together and said, okay, what are the top five or six plays, and that's what we do. Does that happen today, or is there a wide variance in what you're seeing?
It's a little bit of both. So there are certain titles that we see crop up more frequently than others. You know, Meredith Willson's The Music Man is always popular, and I don't know if that's high schools in general across the country
or especially
here in Iowa. Disney's High School Musical. It's another one that I think especially high school students now grew up with that movie, so they respond really well to it. But we see everything from kind of those good old classics to things that are a little bit more cutting edge.
Really?
So we had Spamalot one year, which
that's
one of our schools
different.
In Cedar Rapids did Nice Work If You Can Get It. They're one of the first theater groups in the state of Iowa to license that after it came off Broadway. So we're seeing people do brand new things all the way to those classics. So you get a really good variety over the course of the evening.
This sounds like just great fun. It's June 1st.
June 1st.
And it's downtown. And people can find out to get tickets where?
At DesMoinesPerformingArts.org.
That's funny about that.
And I know.
It says that on your card, too.
Right there.
Carolyn Myers, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for coming in and sharing this. I think this is just a kick. And what a neat thing to be able to publicize and talk about anytime that we can help students, no matter what age student, to grow in whatever their profession is. And if their profession tends to be the arts, what a super opportunity it is for all of us to rejoice and celebrate in that. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Neat stuff. Caroline Myers, ladies and gentlemen, from Des Moines Performing Arts. You can check out more online, DesMoinesPerformingArts.org. Cindy, thank you for coming. You should have talked. I'm telling you, although you probably couldn't have gotten a word in edgewise, Caroline's very good at this. All right, we're going to step aside. We've got the Wall Street Report coming up. Yeah, there was still some business going on today. We'll also take a look at the Iowa 25 and the Commodity Report before Cheryl Tessier and Eat, Play, Love Des Moines.